the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. Here we are again, live, coming to you everywhere. And it seems to me every week, we are getting larger and larger. Larger and larger. The Hostile Zone with the none other than Eric A. Sinani. Much lied about, much talked about, much hated, but very loved by many, many. And now your friend, and your friend, and your friend. And I'm here with Miss Bianca C.
Hello.
Say hello to our fan base.
Hello, everyone.
We have video this week.
We do.
Which seems to be pretty good. We are having technical issues always. It seems that that's what I say to you guys every time. But it's really not the case, okay, every time. But we are on location again.
Yes, we are.
So we do have video this week and audio. There is video from last week, but again, if there is sketchy internet coming in and out, I apologize for that. So here we are. Say hello. Tony, you want to say anything to anybody this week?
Hello, everyone, and hello to my fans and his fans as well.
All right.
Yeah, glad to be back.
I am very happy to be here.
Thank you for having me.
We are in a different climate. It is still quite hot. We are in a different location than we were last Monday.
Secret location.
Secret location, maybe, maybe not. Maybe last week was. We were working on a lot of stuff last week.
Absolutely.
So, here we are, I'm working on it. So we talked last week. I want to start off with how we kind of ended last week. We got some new cameras, so bear with me. The tech is very, very insane. For our subscriber base, I believe we have the subscriber base set up. So for our subscriber base, you will be getting additional audio and, behind the scenes. For people that are, our website is up with the station. We have the phone number. You can call in 1-888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Feel free to bombard my producer and their phone. So here we are with that. So we were talking last week about some new segments. We're not ready to put out much more of some of the stuff that we're working on. But we can say that we did get into, here is the book that I was talking about last week for some of you, for the cameras here. This is the Lincoln, the Wit and Wisdom of Lincoln. Yes, there it is. Hold it up. I don't want to lose a page.
There you go.
And what do you call this?
Oh, the pocketbook.
This is the pocketbook. For our cameras, the pocketbook. It is a copy of the Declaration of Independence and Constitution that I've been talking about every week. But now that we have better video, this one has been provided to us by the Cato Institute. Okay. Thank you for this copy.
I think everyone should remember that book, right?
Everybody should have this. It is a pocket book. And I have yet another Lincoln pen. But the original Lincoln pen is the one I always use. But I do have another Lincoln pen. So
let
starting
me see
with
that one.
You want to see the new
I
one?
Want to see
Don't
the new
steal
one.
My Lincoln pen. All right?
I might have because you already have one.
I know. So
this is nice.
Getting to last week, and we're going to circle into a lot of stuff because we are a new, thank you. We are a new syndicated talk show, not a podcast. We're a live radio TV talk show. You can be found as a podcast everywhere, but we are going out as a live radio TV talk show. So with that said, mm-hmm. One of the segments we were talking about was with this book about quotes. So I'm going to say that we've decided we're going to do the quote section with the amount of emails that I've been receiving. The website is up, and the email address is, I will get that up for you very soon. It is, I believe, the Hostile Zone. Yes, it's the Hostile Zone at bbstvradio.com. We will post that. There is a, if you Google the Hostile Zone, you will get to the website too. There's a website with a lot of additional information. And as I was talking about subscribers, they have a subscriber situation set up on there, which is good because we're going to be doing a lot of on location stuff. We're going to be out in the community talking to people and getting your opinion on what's going on. We're not going to go into what side of the political spectrum they might be on.
Right.
There's nobody really cares what my personal political belief is.
They're open-minded.
Right. But they didn't come to this show to hear my personal opinion. They came to hear me and you talk about issues and to bring up issues and have other people talk about their opinions.
Right.
So we are going to be doing the section on quotes that will be happening.
Okay.
So I wanted to mention that we've been getting a lot of email. Also, we have a Facebook page and profile, I believe. You can find it at Eric A. Sonati, The Hostile Zone.
Hostile Zone.
There's some information going out on there. There's a profile and a page. Also, Miss Bianca C. has her own. It's Bianca C. like the ocean, S-E-A. Don't get it confused. Do not get caught with people who are imposters and not the real Bianca C. Same thing with the Hostile Zone. Do not end up on the wrong page. You can always call into the station. You can send an email. And you can reach us through social media, Facebook. We will be having an Instagram and et cetera.
Yeah.
But things are rolling quite quickly. So as always, we like to get the show rolling with a little something from you on the vocal end. Look right into one of these shiny cameras and hit away, Miss Bianca C. Let's hear what you got.
I'm booming like this. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. Oh, I can't believe it's happening to me. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
Wow, it's a moment like this. Actually, I feel like with the show, it's like a moment like this because we are getting some serious headway with the show. And, you know, I would like to be having balloons fall on us and all those things. Maybe they will. And you out there can help with that. But anyway, moving forward, we were talking last week about a lot of things and we got segued into stuff. But I got a lot of emails and stuff on Facebook. About the Sound of Freedom. I don't want to go back and forth on the same topic, but I feel compelled to tell you to, if you didn't, please find that movie somewhere, invest the time to do it. You need to do it. It needs to happen.
I feel like it should have been marketed even more.
I feel like it should be. I feel like we should. We want to do something. Also, we talked about the store, the Hostile Zone store, and thank you for our vendors that have reached out, and we will be getting that up and going. But I've had a big amount of people interested in putting out merchandise on there, so this is good. But it's making it more difficult for us because now I don't know what to put up. I guess we can put up everything. And we've had a list of worthy 501 nonprofits, et cetera, reach out who would like to be supported. Please continue with that. You know, if as long as you are credible, we do check to make sure you are a 501 nonprofit to make sure. But we will be happy to help you in any way we can. I know you were deeply impacted with some of that.
I did, yes.
And so that's important. So before we get going, we're going to grab our first commercial break. So we're going to do that, and we are going to dig deep into some new stuff today. The Hostile Zone will be right back. Do not go anywhere.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
I am Eric A. Sinatra. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back. And we're back. And we're here. Thank you for being here. And thank you again for taking the time to allow me into your car, your home, on your phone, wherever it is that you enjoy your TV, radio, and podcast, I guess, when we're not live and it's being sent up a podcast. I want to thank you. I truly do. Okay, so.
I feel like you're everywhere now.
I know, really. It's crazy. And actually, people call. It's insane. Check the website out. It's up and running. From the show's website on the network station, there will be another website as well coming up for the show, and also check out our social media. We really want to hear from you. I do see the emails come in. We do really try to respond. We've got people request to be a guest on the show. We are interested. Fill out the information. And, if you have something to bring to the show, I don't want to say something worthy, because everybody, I believe, has something worthy and worthwhile. So I don't want to say if you have something worthy. But if you have something that I believe will be informative and enhance the content of the show, then we want to hear from you and we want to consider that. Is there anything you wanted to talk about before we got into some other topics? Miss Bianca Singh, since it seems to be, I'm always rattling my big mouth over here.
Good. Well, let's see.
Entertainment stuff before we get into government and stuff that people probably are not so going to be happy to hear about.
Well, there's been a lot of, lately I've heard of, sadly, Pee Wee Herman.
Wow. Now that's a blast from the past.
With that show.
Pee-wee Herman. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Pee-wee Herman. He was truly an icon. Really was.
Yeah.
He was a pioneer. I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you brought that up. You kind of got me a little bit because I don't know what to say, because I did actually grow up to him and enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Fondly, he had some funny stuff. He really, 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 really changed things. I'm sure that they'll be showing some of his stuff on some of the stations that are out there. But now that you said it, I will be looking for some of it.
And surprisingly, there was another
scene. And who didn't try to do his voice, too?
Oh,
right?
Yeah. And surprisingly, there was another movie that he was in called Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie.
Really?
And yeah, he was one of the vampire guys. So when the last part, when he died and got stabbed, it was pretty funny.
Really?
And I just realized that was him. It did not look like
him. You'd be surprised sometimes when you see people and out of character, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to get typecast mm-hmm. into something, and then you're you're stuck there for life. So good for him. So there was a lot of stuff going on last week that we were talking about at the federal level. And I don't want to get too engrossed in federal governmental process stuff, but I do want to talk about a broad issue that, yes, is currently an issue that we're all watching on TV, but it happens at the local level and it happens at the federal level and unfortunately everywhere. But I want to say right off the bat, the United States government is not a banana republic, okay? We are a nation of laws. We have a constitution, a Declaration of Independence. We should not be weaponizing our government to target political enemies, regardless of political party, So either side right now, if you want to talk about former President Trump or President Biden or first son Hunter Biden, this is the government is just going after everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you commit crimes, you commit crimes. But I think that we need to really look at the big picture. We are a nation of laws, correct? We are not a banana republic. We are a country that people look to. You know, our country still, people are climbing in the borders and sneaking in to come here. Why is that? Why are people violating our immigration laws and climbing in to come here? Right? This is not really the case everywhere else. Because we're the United States of America. We have a dream.
The American dream.
The American dream. We have something that everybody wants. It's a commodity. You know, the old saying that the streets are paved in gold. Maybe not for everybody, but there is an opportunity. If you want to try, you can find it. I mean, I understand that it's not available for everybody, and I get that. I truly do. And if you heard this out there and you think that I'm saying that it's not every, there is circumstances that are very difficult to overcome. But if you are somebody that has a circumstance that's difficult to overcome, reach out to the show. You're a guest we'd like to talk to. All right. If you're finding that the system is not being so cooperative with you, come on the show. Let's talk. That's what I want to talk about. But people are coming here. I was talking to somebody the other day. It was a cab driver. And he was from Egypt. He was from Egypt. And we were actually talking a little bit about the Roman history, really? About the Romans and all that stuff. Anybody that knows, I have an interest in these things. But we were talking about that. And we were talking about immigration because he came here. And he said, this is a wonderful country. And we were discussing about the dream that the country is, you know.
What
and
else did he say?
He said that people came here like him, and they still do, for an opportunity. But while we're doing these things, weaponizing our government, and we're taking out our political opposition by the use of law enforcement and not the electoral process, that is the stuff of a banana republic. That is the stuff that people don't want to come here. I said it last week on the show. We are a country of immigration. I studied and I learned and I believe we are a melting pot. I mean, there's very few people that are right from here. Yes, there are Native American nations and they are from here, excuse me. And I'm going to get made fun of by something they did that in a debate. Somebody got yelled at for that. Anyway, so we are a nation of immigration. And I believe in that, and legal immigration, not immigrating into the country illegally, taking away opportunities from other people. That's a whole other subject. But the banana republic part, using our law enforcement and the tools and resources of our government at whatever level, at the federal level, the state level, the county level, the city level, at whatever level, using those resources. There's a lot of levels. And then there's really sub-levels if you really want to get into it, because we can go sub-levels. How about the media? It's not really government, but they're very powerful. Media is very powerful, and they can paint you red real fast. How about all the nonprofits? they're not paying taxes, right? Mm-hmm. So if somebody's not paying tax or tax exempt and they're getting grant money from the government, they're kind of quasi-government.
Right.
One might say. So weaponizing these institutions, and then, oh, there we go, educational, that, you know, government, a lot of it, and even the private ones are taking student money, tax money for student finances. But anyway, weaponizing our government is just a terrible thing. What say you, Ms. Bianca, say as a non-political person, as just a person, how do you see that when you turn on any news network and you see at night that they're doing things to both our current president and former president and their family? What do you think?
Honestly, I feel it's unfair to show that our president is having a lot of flaws in front of the whole nation. I mean, to me personally, it makes us feel like we're weak, and that's not good.
No. Might I ask you to expand on one particular flaw?
Well, the media always looks for something to embarrass our president. I mean, they always make it a big headline. Oh, president trips on stage, or
yes,
president falls from
bike. I was
bike.
Hoping that's the one you
oh,
were going to bring
goodness.
Up.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, that's not real news.
Here's the thing with that. Everybody trips and falls. This happens. I mean, do we all need to read a kindergarten book that says everybody poops, right? Was that a little book that they have for kids? Everybody, or something like that. Everybody has mishaps. Everybody says something when they shouldn't have said it. Everybody trips. It happens. I'm not defending the president. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that there's a time and a place for everything. Mm-hmm. And if he's fallen multiple times and the news media is showing that, a couple things run through my head. If he's fallen a few times on TV that we've seen, mm-hmm, how many times has he fallen that we didn't see? Right. That's me as the concerned citizen thinking that. How many times has he fallen? Not because I'm a political opposite of him. No. Again, I say it every show. I love my country. Mm-hmm. I love my president, regardless of the party. Regardless, how I'm going to vote and who I support and who I donate to are separate issues. This is not the case right now. He is our president. We are a nation. Mm-hmm. And our nation is continuously under attack from other nations and from people within. The last thing I, Eric A. Sinati, need to be doing is bad-mouthing or promoting negativity on our current president, our former president, or anybody at that point. Now, with that said, Ms. Bianca C., that does not mean that healthy criticism is not considered good. Healthy criticism is the political debate. It's what we are based on, right? Mm-hmm. Free speech is in this little book here, yes. Free speech, they say, does not mean you can run into a theater and scream fire. Right. Free speech does not mean you should. Again, it's not illegal. It would be if you were in other countries. It does not mean it's illegal to go on and talk nasty, nasty things about your president. But damn, it sure is disrespectful and un-American to go on and destroy and beat up your president while he is in office, or she one day, while they're in office, when we have people trying to hurt our nation,
right,
our children, our nation, and the very fabric of which we survive. A healthy political conversation is something else. The other thing I said with this is, do we need the whole world to see that our president or our leader is falling down? They fell down. Okay, they fell down. Does that mean that there's something wrong? Maybe they just overplayed the fall down. We know how it works.
So. They over-exaggerate.
You know what I mean?
Very much.
But why news media do you need to run that over and over again? So this way, our enemies can see that and think we're weak. You know, I need to take a break. We're going to commercial. Don't go anywhere.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice. Use your voice, the naughty hears you.
This is Eric A. Sinati. You're asking who this guy is? Eric A. Sinati is the guy you're going to be listening to at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, on this station and this station only. This is where you're going to be in the hostile zone, where I'm going to pull back the curtain and expose public abuse, abuse of public dollars, and people who, yes, use their position for personal gain and use their position to hold you down to expound their lives. We're going to pull back. We're going to show you who they are, and we're going to call them out in the hostile zone. See you there. 6 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Monday. You do not want to miss it.
Use your voice and nobody hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice and nobody hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. All the cameras everywhere. Welcome back. I needed to catch a breath before I went off on a tangent there. I get upset about when I feel like our country is being shamed or disrespected around the globe and to our children. You know, that's another thing, Ms. Bianca C. Our children, right? They see our children. They see and hear. And all this is going to be available to them in the future and always. You know, they said the people from World War II were the greatest generation. Mm-hmm. I still believe they are. I do. I believe they are. But I believe there are other wonderful generations. All shout out to every veteran and everybody that is served in conflict. So I'm not particularly going for talking about military generation. I'm saying that group. How about getting with that area of generation? How about people that dress really nice, yeah, right? Wearing a nice hat,
debonair
look, mm-hmm, right? Wearing a jacket.
I still like that look.
How about polishing your shoes? I polish my shoes because I was told a long time ago, when you look good, and I would come in, and my old boss, one of my first bosses, who was very influential to me, would, mm-hmm, say, "You think you're neat? Look at your feet." I could come in with the best pressed stuff, maybe off the rack because I was new at work, but good pressed stuff, but I didn't shine my shoes. Now, I remember that. I shine my shoes. I shine my belt and my belts too. And funny that we throw shine out there, because I actually saw for the first time in a long time a shoe shine guy. You remember the other day?
I did.
We were at a place and they had a shoe shine guy, and he did some miracle work to a shoe. He actually took my shoe leather and took it down to the base and then restained it and then rebuilt it up. Fabulous. Great experience sitting there a few minutes. I'm going to post a couple pictures on the show, as I promised him. He was great. But anyway.
Before and after.
Yes. Yes.
Very nice.
But yeah, my point is that the greatest generation and you know, bad mouthing your country and your nation, these things just really didn't happen. People dressed nice. They had class. They loved our country. I don't know. I don't want to go off on craziness here. And you know, it's not my generation. I guess if I had to, I was talking about with somebody else. If I had to, I was talking about it. What generation, what era would you want to live in other than this era? And I was talking to my friend, our friend, and we were watching a movie, and it had to do with Prohibition, mm-hmm, and a character from Prohibition. And he said that he would not want to be from that era. And I said, I thought it was a very cool era, okay, not because of that stuff, but I always also wanted to be a Victorian person, you know, like the Lincoln era. But I don't know. They both seem very cool because of the style, the class, the way people handled their business. You just handled business. It was no nonsense. I think technology has softened us in a lot of ways. It softened us in the way we deal with things, and it has softened our human emotion right down to video games softening, mm-hmm, people on what it's like to hurt another person and to take a life, because it's so virtual reality is real that people believe that this is really what it's like. But without going off on a tangent, which era would you like to be from? And tell us a little bit about that.
That's a toughie. Well, I feel like I've always liked two eras, actually.
Okay.
The first one would be like the 1950s.
I know why. Why? Who's that? Why?
Well, because it was a very glamorous time, you know, for Hollywood.
Right, right.
You know, I could say Marilyn Monroe.
Right. You're going to get your Marilyn Monroe.
Curvaceous bottle cap. You didn't have to be too thin. Was the ideal.
Yeah.
Was the ideal body shape.
Right.
Like, Marilyn Monroe was considered the perfect woman.
Right.
And I feel like her and I have in common because she's in the entertainment business and I'm very curvaceous as well. So,
right.
You know, she made woman empowerment like really
right.
out there.
Right.
And
no, you're
yeah.
right. You're
and
right.
then the next era, I would have to say it would be. I believe
I sandbagged on this question.
Yeah. No, actually the 80s.
The 80s? You already went
yeah.
the 80s. I'm talking something
no,
wild.
No, but you know, I was born in the 80s, but I didn't, I wasn't an adult that time. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, well,
so,
we weren't
like,
adult. All right, so I wouldn't have
wanted
to been
feel
an
adult like
in the
every,
80s.
Well, really? I feel like the best year of, you know, of movies
oh, okay.
and music
right,
and everything
right.
was
right.
in
your,
1985.
Right, in your world, right. Okay.
When
right.
I was born.
All right.
I'm thinking to get it back.
Yeah, shout
but,
it out
yeah.
there. So if you have an opinion on that, email us, call in. Again, number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Mm-hmm. Call in, email the Hostile Zone at bbstvradio.com, or you can find us on Facebook right now. Eric A. Sonati, the Hostile Zone.
The Hostile Zone.
So, so talking about that. So I'm really, you know, here's another thing I saw in the news.
What'd you say?
Which is, it just, you know, it kind of goes along with what I just said.
Okay.
Telling people that we almost appear to be weaker by mm-hmm. showing our leaders to be potentially weak.
Right.
So with that, what is going on right now off the coast of Alaska? I think I might have mentioned it to you earlier, is the military operations between Russia and China right off the coast of Alaska. I mean, what message are they trying to send to the people of America, to our government, to the rest of the world? And what about the people of Alaska that are right there and they see this off the shore? What are they doing? Why is this happening? I mean, this is new. This is new. You know, this is going to be a developing story, I guess you want to call it, developing story, mm-hmm. something that's going to be talked about. But I don't understand. I don't understand why we would allow this. Whatever you want to say, the United States military doing about this? What are the three-letter agencies doing about this? What is the United Nations involvement in this? What are our other NATO, our alliances doing with this information in this situation?
I feel like they're not letting us know on time.
This should not even be on time. This should not happen. I mean, right off the coast. It's almost like, it's bordering. Everybody has, I don't want to get into international law, but there is, you know, you got the coast of the United States, and then there is X amount of miles, and I'm not going to quote because there is different rules on miles, but there is what we recognize and what the United Nations recognizes, and then what other countries claim to recognize as the space of water off of your coast mm-hmm. before it becomes international. But nonetheless, let's just say 100 miles, 150 miles off the coast, whatever it might be,
right.
based on who you are and what you believe. Mm-hmm. You know, when I say believe, you know, every country thinks they have more than they truly do.
Okay.
But nonetheless, there is so much open water everywhere to do this. Why would you be, whatever the miles is, off of a coast of a country that you know that you're not friendly with, mm-hmm. and you're it's almost like you're attempting to threaten that country. Right. You know, what are you doing? Like, I don't understand. Are you trying to initiate a war? Are they trying to make something bigger than it is? I mean, they're even trying to shoot. They're shooting at simulated ships and et cetera, you know, as if they were shooting at us. And I don't understand.
Right. It doesn't seem like something is not explaining. And I hope to hear it sooner than expected, because we really need to be stronger than right. showing us being weak. I mean, it's we should do something to get back. Because, you know, we're America.
Right. There you go.
That's it.
And that's what I like about you being here on the show with us, because you are apolitical. You're not, you're not working on a party. You're not
studying government. Both sides.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're talking as somebody who saw the television or listened to a radio and said, why are these people doing this? Mm-hmm. And there's people out there. And then there's people like me that study this stuff and pay attention to it. So we have a whole different view. But it's important. And I want you out there that's listening and watching us, I want you to call in, email in, go on Facebook, and let me know what your feeling is. If you're in Alaska and you're getting the show somewhere, because I know that we're playing somewhere, they're airing us in Washington area. If you're getting it, how do you feel? If you have photos from somewhere and people can see this, what do you think? I mean, this isn't the first time we've had stuff, but we had the spy balloon that they ended up having to shoot down. So I don't know.
That was a couple of warnings, and they knew about this before.
We know about a lot of things, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But you know what? On that note, we're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to do a commercial break. Commercial break. Thank you. Don't go anywhere.
Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice.
I am Eric A. Sinatra. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back. Here we are. And we're back. Welcome to the Hostile Zone. Yes, it is. We're back again. We're back.
Yes.
Commercial breaks. Yes. All right. So we are moving into the segment I wanted to go with, quotes,
because
then we can talk about it. I'm going to give it a few more minutes because I feel like the quote section last week dragged a little bit, not in a bad way, but it dragged as in opened up some conversation. If you have a quote at home and you want us to talk about it, or you want to call in the quote, you call 888-627-6008, or you go on Facebook, find us, Eric A. Sinatra, The Hostile Zone. Or you can email thehostilezone@bbstvradio.com. So, to you, Miss Bianca C., I'm going to allow you the distinct honor to do your quote for the week first.
Well,
and what it means to you, not just a quote. I want to understand.
I feel like it's a girly girl thing. Since I love shoes and purses, obviously.
Shoes,
that's my
purses,
thing.
Right. Pocketbooks, right?
Pocketbooks.
Pocketbooks. Yes. Pocketbooks.
That's always my joke.
That's your joke I stole for a minute.
The quote that I thought of is from Marilyn Monroe. And it
tell the people.
Give a girl the right shoes and she can conquer the world.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of actually is, goes along with what I said about the shoe shine. You think you're neat. Look at your feet. And that was not planned. I tell you, people, I truly tell you,
what
it was
a coincidence,
not planned.
Right?
That was not planned. So tell me why you picked that one, because there was another one we talked about. So I guess you'll save that. What is that one? Tell me how the right shoe, because I understand the shoe shine for me, but how's the right shoe for a girl make
a
difference?
Well, it could mean
a
lot of ways. You know, you could judge a person by its shoes. You know?
Okay. Describe, tell us. I mean, I want to know. The guys out there want to know.
Pair of shoes.
Other women may want to know.
It's like wearing different hats. You know, every career depends on your shoes.
Okay.
If you're a nurse, you wear Crocs or something.
Right.
But you can conquer that field. If you're a lawyer, a pair of loafers.
Okay.
You can beat somebody from the other side and change their lives. There's a lot of things. I feel like it. That's definitely a woman empowerment quote.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, do you now that came from Marilyn Monroe, you said?
It did. It did come
now,
from
do you her. Have any history on that quote? On when or do you know? I'm sandbagging you again. Do you know when
history?
And where?
She probably said that in one of her interviews.
Oh, you don't have to make it up if you don't know.
No, I'm sure it was.
My quote, I don't know exactly when it was said either, so I'm throwing it out there, but I love it. So that's good. So Marilyn Monroe, that's very, she's important to you. Tell me other reasons why you have, because this is the second week, and I guess she's like your Abraham Lincoln.
Mm.
What do you feel when you hear her name or you think of her?
Well, you know, a lot of people judge her of her character, Mel Monroe. They always thought of her being like a ditzy blonde.
Right.
They always tried to put her in roles of a ditzy blonde.
Right.
Always, but she was kind of like
cameras. Yeah. Make sure you're looking at them.
And she was really kind of getting tired of being that image.
Right.
But you know, when you have to pay the bills and
right,
it's
of course,
whatever sure. happens, that's what they're asking for. Give the what the people want.
Right. Right.
And she's gone through a lot of things. I mean, now,
let me sandbag you on another question, mm-hmm. and it's a good question, I think, and it's really not something you have to think hard for. Has there been a time that you had something rough or an experience you had to go into? And did you actually think of her? And if you want to tell, I'd be interested to hear that. And I'm sure our viewers and listeners would be. How does that inspire you? Like that kind of thing.
Well, I always think of every time I'm going through, being on stage, the show okay. must go on.
Right.
You
right.
know, she always, no matter what, like if she's like in her depressive mode, once those lights hit, she's Marilyn Monroe.
There it is, Marilyn Monroe.
So when the lights hit, I'm Bianca C.
Bianca C. Bianca C, S-E-A, like the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Check her out on Facebook. So, thank you for the quote.
Well, thank you.
Moving into mine, I got my Lincoln book here again.
There's the
Here's
book.
Here's for the camera.
It's a nice
there
looking
it is.
Book.
It, so I have a quote from here, and I find it to be very, it was tough. I like a lot, but I found this one to be very good based on last week's conversation and show and this week's. So Abraham Lincoln, quote, nearly all men can stand adversity. But if you want to test a man's true character, give him power. That's right. If you want to test a man's true character, give him power. That is very interesting.
That is a strong quote.
That is a strong quote. I love it because you know what? You watch the change in people when they have power. And that's what this show is really about. The hostile zone, because we are extremely hostile to people that move in society, obtain positions and obtain situations, and then they forget where it is they come from, and they use that very position that maybe other people got them to step on other people, or to, as we were talking about today, to weaponize their position in government or wherever they are, to weaponize that against somebody else. Mm-hmm. And that is the truth. Because you can see when somebody has something, what do they do when they're in power? I mean, some people help and some people hurt. I know that I have a long history in my personal, personal professional life of helping people. That is very, very clear. That is can be easily, well, I could bring on people on the show all day long who I've helped and I do things for. That's me. But there are other people that we're going to name and we have named that go ahead and find it to do for themselves. You know, I just think that that is just a terrible thing. And I want to say something with that too. I want to say, people say when you have a government position or, you know, you're in a position where you can do a little more access or you have a connection to make a situation a little faster, you are ahead of the line privilege, et cetera, like that. And that's corruption. Maybe so. That's subject to interpretation and to the level of what they're doing. When you start taking money and doing illegal things, that's a whole other story. But where I was going with this, Ms. Bianca, see, is okay. If you were to work in, let's say, Macy's or any sporting goods store or anywhere, one of the privileges of your employment would be a discount on the merchandise, right or wrong, right? No matter where it is that you work. So if you work for a particular government agency and you have to get something done at another government agency, is that really abuse if you call a coworker or a colleague from another agency so you can find out the process a little faster or whatever? You're not getting it for free. You're not asking for money to be taken off. You're not asking for them to break the rules. You're just asking for a little additional information or a little quicker access, subject to interpretation. Sinati's not telling you whether I believe or don't believe. I don't know. I'm just saying that there are levels of what you might believe to be abuse of power. But weaponizing the government and using your position to make somebody else lower than you or to place restrictions on them, put penalties and fines on them, destroy their career, to hurt their family, place names upon them, make up stuff and put it online. This is abuse of power, no matter how you look at it. And I'm going to circle that back. I'm going to circle that back to what era I like. I said the Roaring 20s, Prohibition era, mm-hmm. and Victorian era, Lincoln era. And maybe even before that, I mean, I'm a fan of all of it. But the reason I like that is not only because of what I said about the class, the honor, getting business done and handling business. I don't want to sound chauvinistic, but men were men and they handled the deal. They had respect for women. They had respect for women. Now, I do believe in women's suffrage and women getting and having power to do stuff because I support everything that you try to do and that. But respect for women is important. And men handling business and handling it without having to go everywhere else. You don't need to go on social media. You don't need to go around about and hurt somebody's family and target and destroy their name. That's, I think, where we are in trouble. Our children are in trouble. Our nation is in trouble. The more everything is on video. Law enforcement can't do their job half of the time because everything's on video. It is insane. I don't want to go off on a tangent. What do you want to, do you have any final words before we move into your wonderful, wonderful closing?
Well, with the men, it's either, if you give a man power, either use it for the greater good or evil.
Right.
It shows you, what type of man are you?
You're a woman, right? So do you prefer a manly man or do you want one of these new modern men?
Actually, I prefer a manly man. That's just me. Right.
Keep that in mind. Now, I'm not going to get a lot of hate mail over that. I didn't say what I didn't. I'm just saying, you know, men have testosterone. Let's not get rid of it. So with that said, we're going to love our country because the show's about to wrap up. Okay. So we're going to bring it to you to end in your lovely, lovely tone. For our lovely, lovely country. Let's hear it and look right into the camera and give it to the world.
Okay. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, yet proved through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave o'er the land of the free?
And the Hostile Zone will see you live next Monday. Do not be late.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to the Hostile Zone. Because in the naughty zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back that curtain and we hold no punches. To everyone else, from me to you, have a great week. And always remember, treat others kind and your family kinder. And always love our country.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty heard you. Use your voice.
And the naughty heard you.